Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. This episode is sponsored by ReviewRobin, a review management software for marketing agencies to help you guys get your clients more positive reviews. You can check that out at getreviewrobin.com. Now, my guest today is Brandon Leibowitz, who has been helping websites rank higher on Google using SEO strategies since 2017. He currently runs an SEO agency called SEO Optimizers, and today we're going to be discussing Brandon's journey of building his agency and what he's learned along the way. Thanks so much for joining us today, Brandon.
Thanks for having me on, Julia. Excited to join and share some of my knowledge.
Awesome. So let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell us, where are you tuning in from today?
I am in Los Angeles, California.
Very nice. And what motivates you as an entrepreneur?
I just like the freedom of not having to go into a 9-to-5 and being your own boss and kind of setting your schedule, even though you work a lot more, but you have a lot more control, which I like that part of it.
Awesome. And how do you grow as an entrepreneur?
That is a tricky question, but I do SEO, so I try to get myself ranked higher on Google and just grow my clientele and expand and then just keep trying to build it up that way by just getting the name out there as much as possible.
Gotcha. So tell us, how did you get into digital marketing originally?
Yeah, so kind of just fell into digital marketing, got my degree in business marketing back in 2007, and the recession hit and it was tough to find a job. And this one company near my house said, hey, we want you to come do SEO. And I was just like, I have no idea what SEO is. And they said, don't worry, we don't really know either. We're going to take you like classes and workshops and let you kind of learn with us, which was interesting. And
yeah,
after a few months there, I kind of realized, like, I think everyone's gonna have a website in the future. And yeah, SEO, and I was doing everything for them. I was doing like their SEO, social media, doing email marketing, helping out with paid ads, doing product descriptions, taking pictures, kind of doing everything. But
yeah,
realized that SEO is a way to get free traffic. And all the things I talked about definitely work to get traffic. But if you get free traffic, why would you want to spend money on ads? So that's why I really just focused on SEO over the years. It's just get that free traffic so you don't have to keep spending money and giving Google or giving Instagram and Facebook more money because they already have too much money.
Love it. So tell us about SEO Optimizers and, you know, why you decided to start your agency.
Yeah, I just, ever since I first got that job, I realized I could do freelance work. So back in 2007, I started that website or started the company SEO Optimizers and always had it on the back burner, would work full time at different advertising agencies or different mom and pop shops, helping them out with their SEO. But a few years ago, quit my job and just solely focused on SEO Optimizers, built up enough clientele over the years where I was like, all right, got enough clients where I'm making the same amount that I'm making at my normal job. So why stay at that 9-to-5 when I could just do this and try to grow it and expand it and build it up? And that has been the process ever since then. It's just trying to keep it growing and get that name out there.
Awesome. So what challenges did you have to overcome at the beginning of your journey when you were first starting off SEO Optimizers?
The toughest part was trust, building trust to people, because people would be like, all right, how can I trust you to get the rankings? Or why would I go to you when I could go to this other company that's charging a tenth of the price in a third world country, which makes it tough to compete with that stuff. So that was really tough. But getting my name out there and building up the reputation over the years lets people know, hey, they are worth extra money because they know what they're doing, versus just when I first started, they're just like, all right, how do we really know you know what you're doing? Because you're just starting out and things change. Google changes every single day. So it's tough to really trust that you're going to stay up and follow up to date with everything. I mean, that's also the tough thing, is staying up to date with Google's algorithm and just trying to keep up with all the changes they're making every single day. And every few months, they have those major, major updates that change the whole algorithm.
Yeah, exactly. So would you say getting those referrals from past customers and reviews were helpful with building trust with new clients?
Yep. And then also getting rankings for clients and then showing that and making case studies and saying like, hey, look,
gotcha.
I rank this website. I could do the same for you, but it just, unfortunately with SEO, it's not immediate. So it takes about 6 months to rank a website. So building up that reputation and getting everything out there. And even after 6 months, you might be on the bottom of page one because it might be hyper-competitive keywords. And
yeah.
It's not like a one size fits all formula with SEO. So every website is different.
So how did you guys set yourselves apart from other agencies, or how do you guys set yourselves apart from other agencies?
Just try to show that we're here. We're able to talk to you at any time. If you have any questions, we're open to that. Cause I know some agencies don't really want to talk with the clients that often or once a month, and just try to let them know what's going on and keep them in the loop with everything and make sure they know exactly what's happening, what's working, what's not working, what's going on, what the plan is for this month and the next few months, and just give them that strategy ahead of time so they know exactly what to expect and what the results will be.
Gotcha. So just having that really open line of communication with them.
Yeah. That helps out a lot.
Very good. So I'd love to pick your brain on a few of your top tips and lessons you've experienced while growing your agency, so our listeners can have some actionable takeaways. So I'd love to talk a little bit about sales. So, you know, what are some of your top tips for bringing in more leads and closing those sales?
Yeah, the way to bring more leads is give out free content. So I taught classes and I would charge people to come to these classes. And when I charge people, maybe I'll get a few people that show up, but when it's a free class, I'll get hundreds of people that show up. And now that everything's online, doing these webinars, I can get thousands of people that show up all over the world. So that's really helped out, is getting people kind of in with some of my free classes or content like this, like offering like a podcast or tips, like showing people step-by-step how to do the SEO.
Yep.
And then usually they're just like, all right, this is a little too complicated, or I don't have time to do all this because I didn't realize SEO is like a full-time job to build these backlinks and get this content out there and be blogging and all these other things that get involved with it. So that's really one part of it.
Very good. So once you get the leads, do you have any tips for closing the sale?
Yeah, closing can be tough, but you just got to keep following up because a lot of people are in the kind of like between trying to figure out, do I want to go with SEO? What is SEO? Like a lot of these small, medium-sized businesses are just kind of like up in the air about it. So just following up and just keeping up with them, because sometimes I'll get people that reach out to me 5 years later saying like, hey, I saw this class that you taught a few years ago. I wasn't fully ready, but now I'm ready to take the leap and actually go forward with SEO. So just follow up with people, because having a business is tricky, and trying to figure out where you want to spend your advertising budget. Sometimes they might say like, hey, I want to try this radio thing out for a few months, and then it might work or it might not work. And if you follow up a few months later, you can find out like, hey, maybe there's some way I could get in and show you some of this SEO and try to show you that it works to get you that free traffic.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Don't be persistent. I mean, don't be too persistent, but follow up, do like remarketing ads where you follow people around, do email campaigns. So like sending out daily or weekly emails, just keeping yourself top of mind. The more touch points, the more likely someone is going to want to utilize your services, because half the people that come to your website, you're just going to leave immediately because just that bounce rate. But building up that trust is the toughest part for people, letting people know you are really credible and can do what you say you are.
Awesome. Yeah. I was going to ask you, what are some, you know, ways, some creative follow-up strategies. So that's really helpful. Just, remarketing and just, regular follow-up. Do you give out, you know, content where you follow up with them and like give them more free content just to kind of stay top of mind, like that sort of thing?
Yeah, pretty much. So recently just started a big drip campaign on my emails. So now anyone that signs up or comes to one of my classes that are free, they'll get in my drip campaign where I have about 50 emails that are lined up to go out, giving out free content. So just giving out free resources, free information, because I realized if you're trying to sell yourself, nobody wants to hear that. So give out more free content, let them know like, hey, here's more tips that you can utilize. And if they want to incorporate it, great. If they don't and want me to incorporate it for them, that's fine as well. But at least I know that I'm helping businesses out no matter what, that they're getting some free tips. And hopefully that's going to help them get to the next level and grow their business.
Yeah. Awesome. So how do you create happy, loyal clients?
That is just get them those rankings, get them that traffic, but also make sure that traffic converts, because getting traffic is half the battle. Like half that traffic is going to just bounce and leave immediately. So got to help them out a little bit. I mean, I don't really build websites, but I give feedback on like conversion rate optimization, say like, let's move this field form up higher, or let's make sure your call to action is above the fold because most people are not going to scroll down, and just try to make it as easy as possible for the visitor once they get to the website to do that conversion action, whatever it is, signing up for an email list or buying a product or calling them up or whatever that conversion goal is, just trying to help them get those conversions because traffic is great, but it's not a means to an end.
Yeah. So how do you satisfy a client while you're waiting for your marketing efforts, your SEO efforts to deliver results?
I just show them like the keyword ranking. So I'll send them out reports showing like, hey, you were position 50 for this keyword last month. Now you're position 20 this month, because it all takes time to move up to the top, but at least they can see that positive momentum and that traction and see that they are getting more visibility, more impressions on their search volume, like pulling like Google search. Pulling Google Search Console reports and stuff like that, and showing them like what keywords they're ranking for, and just showing them that more and more people are searching for them and that they're being found more. But unfortunately, searches don't result in clicks. So I can show them that they're getting more impressions, but then after a few months, then I can really show them like more clicks are coming through, because people don't really click on page two or page three. They might go to page two or page three, but they're really not clicking on those listings that often.
Yeah, definitely. So do you have any productivity hacks to help save you time as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, automate everything if you can. Yes. The more you can automate, the better, especially with like social media and stuff like that, because that does become a big time. That takes a lot of time, especially like for myself. Like, not many people are really going to go on like social media looking for a company like myself, but social media is a way to build that trust and let people know, hey, I'm a real business. Like, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you out. So trying to automate whatever you can, like, I'll use like Zapier or Hootsuite or IFTTT or any of these tools that just help me automate the social. So it's like I post on Instagram, and then from Instagram, I'll go to Facebook, to Twitter, to YouTube, to Pinterest, to LinkedIn, to my website, to 20 other places. So it's kind of just helps save a lot of time. I mean, the messaging doesn't always work properly. You have to sometimes fix it and tweak it a little. Like posting from Instagram to YouTube, is it going to look perfect, the title and stuff like that? So, but at least it saves the time of manually uploading them and all that stuff. And anything you can do. Definitely use tools for SEO, link building tools. I mean, content tools, keyword research tools like Ahrefs or Moz or SEMrush, or those are kind of the bigger ones, but there's so many tools out there that are really helpful.
Nice. So what software has been most critical for helping streamline your operations?
Software, maybe it'd be like SEO Power Suite is a really good tool, but in terms of just a regular tool, Ahrefs is probably the one that I use all the time for SEO, for like link building and like keyword research and competitive analysis and things like that. But yeah, there's so much good software out there. I would just say, fortunately, spend the money, take the leap and buy some of these things, and you'll see it is going to save a lot of time, because time is money in the end. So if you're able to save some time with these tools, if you have to pay a little bit extra of a premium, but it gives you that time back to really focus on growing the business instead of just being in the business all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. And your time is so valuable. You know, you've got to spend it bringing in more sales, nurturing those leads. And when you can automate things, it's so important. So knowing what you know now, is there anything you would have done differently when you were first starting out?
Yeah, lots of things, but the easiest would be get a mentor. Mentors are so very helpful, and they'll help you skip a lot of the mistakes that you're probably going to make no matter what as a business owner, because they have the experience and they've learned, and there's a ton of places out there. I would just check online, but like Score is a great place. I don't know if it's all over the world, but Score is a great place, because I teach classes at Score, but they also do a lot of mentorship there. And that is a great resource to get free mentor if you're just trying to find one out. I mean, it's best if you could find someone in person, like a networking event or something like that, but definitely get a good group of people around you that help you out and give you feedback and give you ideas and bounce ideas off one another.
Yeah. So is that score.com?
If you want to, I think it's score.org.
Score.org. Okay. Very cool. Yeah. And so how do you plan for your agency's future?
I'm just trying to hopefully keep it growing and expanding, and looking to possibly get a couple new hirees on board to help out with the growth. But right now, just trying to keep growing it, testing out some new ads, even though I don't really like running ads, but found out recently that you could run ads against your competitors' traffic. And your competitors are never going to know, kind of like remarketing, banner ads or YouTube video ads to your competitors' traffic. So that's something I've been testing out, and it's worked really, really well because I don't really like running ads because they're expensive, but sometimes they do work, and it's just trying to find the ones that do work, and they're not going to be very expensive because SEO keywords are very expensive to bid on Google. They're going to be like $50 a click, which is not really feasible in the long term, or it's tricky to keep that going.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you do when times get hard as an entrepreneur? How do you keep yourself motivated?
I just try to step back and just take a breather, relax a little bit, just try to strategize things and think it over, maybe talk with other people that have been in similar situations, and just try to realize like there's always going to be the growing pains or the road bumps or fires that you have to deal with. Nothing's ever going to go smoothly, unfortunately. Yeah. So it's got to be ready, expect the worst and hope for the best. But you never know what's going to happen with, especially when you own your own business. There's so much, especially like I first, like COVID, like hit me pretty hard because a lot of my clients were local businesses and they had to completely shut down. And that was a little scary, but it's just trying to figure out and adapt and just see what's going on with the future, because nobody really knows what's going to happen, and just got to try to be prepared for anything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess it comes back to having that, you know, it's so important to have that team around you of like your mentor and those other entrepreneurs who are going to, they can relate to what you're going through, are going to help build you up.
Yeah. It's so important. So important to have a good group of people around you, helping you out and supporting you and letting you know like, hey, this has happened to me and I made it through it. You will too. It's just, it's not fun in the moment, but once you get through it, it'll be all worth it.
Exactly. So where do you see SEO optimizers in 5 years' time?
I would say hopefully just growing and expanding and just building it up and just keep it in the positive momentum that I've been having over the past few years and just keep scaling it up and hopefully have a physical office soon. And that would be nice. And that would be the goal. Just keep it going, keep focusing on SEO and maybe some other facets of digital marketing, but really the SEO is the preferred route, but people want it also. Offering different solutions to different businesses and whatever needs they want.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we begin wrapping up that you think would be helpful to other agency owners who might be listening?
Just don't give up. It takes time. It took me like about 10 years to really like build it up where I could quit my job and be stable. I mean, it's just persistence and building it up and just be patient because nothing happens immediately. Mm-hmm. And especially like with SEO, it's just like that waiting game to rank your website and all that stuff. But over time, everything will just fall into place. It's just don't give up because there's always those roadblocks, and that's where the strong keep going and keep pushing through.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important to just have that dedication and persistence and just keep working hard, doing your thing and be patient, and you'll be successful in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
There are a lot of books, but I like The Power of Now. It's really interesting, keeping you like in the moment, stop thinking about the future or dwelling on the past and all that stuff.
Cause it's
tough to pull yourself out and just be in the moment, but there is no future. And if you're just worried all the time about your business, or if you're looking in the past, like I should have done this with this client, you're just going to be stuck in this spiral where it's, you got to get yourself out of that. So that has been pretty good.
Interesting. I love it. And what does your morning routine look like?
Morning routine is kind of wake up and just go to work for a little bit and then try to take a break, maybe go for a hike or go down to the beach since I live kind of close to the beach, just get away.
Nice. And then come back.
Yeah. Kind of lucky with that. So
definitely
that is my little escape, go down to the beach, then come back home, do a little bit more work and then just, kind of figure it all out. But definitely like to get a little balance in between that work life. Just can't be working all the time. Got to get.
Yeah, definitely in the summer. So I live in Ontario, Canada. So I like to go for a run. So I can't do that in the winter so much outside, but in the summer I'll do that mid-afternoon, and you don't get that mid-afternoon slump. You just are so energized. So it's so nice just going outside and breaking the day up a little bit.
Oh yeah. That is the best. Definitely.
And then is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I try to just study as many as possible. Like there's too many of them out there, and just trying to figure out like, because everyone has a different perspective, different point of view.
Yeah.
Matt Diggity is a pretty popular one, or like Matt Cutts from Google, even though he's not really an SEO, but trying to see what he says, or just Ryan Fishkin, or there's a ton of people out there, but just trying to take everything because nobody really knows what works, what doesn't work. And they're just telling you what they've noticed, but even then, it's, who knows how accurate it is, or if it works today, it's not going to work tomorrow. So like all these strategies and tips are giving out, who knows what's going to work, but just trying to take everything with a grain of salt and just try to learn from as many different perspectives and different people as possible.
Definitely. And then what is your favorite online tool?
Favorite online tool would probably be like Ahrefs, just because it has so many tools in it. It used to just be for building backlinks, but now you can like check out keywords that you rank or search volume for keywords. It tracks your rankings. It does a lot of different things in it, but that one is really good. I mean, SEMrush and Moz are pretty similar. So it's just picking one of those three, but I've been using Ahrefs for a while and just stuck with that one. But as long as you have one of those tools, that's kind of like a Swiss Army knife that gives you so much insights and so much data to utilize.
That's awesome. And then last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
That is a tricky one. I wish I would have known that SEO is tough, that people don't really understand the value of SEO. Like when you're talking to business owners and like trying to like really convey the return on investment, because it is kind of intangible. It's like, all right, I'm going to get you all this traffic, but what is this traffic going to do? Like, are they even going to go to my website? Because a lot of people would be like, all right, I'm going to get ranked higher, maybe position one for my keyword, but is that going to get me sales? And trying to just realize that people don't really care about traffic. They care about sales. So not just focusing on ranking them for those keywords, but say like, hey, I'm going to ultimately make sure they get more sales, more clients, more leads, more phone calls. And really that is what a business owner wants, and try to take a step back and not be so much in the business and try to be like potential client. Like, what would I be looking for for that? If I was looking for SEO, what things would I want to see? What would I not want to see? What would I want to spend money on? And just trying to step back, which is really tough for a business owner, like in any industry, because I recommend that for any industry, whatever industry you're in, like take a step back and try to put yourself in the user's point of view. And what would they be searching? Where would you be going? Like trying to, which is tough, but that really helps out a lot.
Yeah, just figuring out what keeps them up at night and just surrounding yourself with like everything that matters to them, and then figuring out how you can address those issues.
Yeah, that is the way to do it. Just trying to figure it all out and trying to hit home with them and really resonate.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Brandon. It was a pleasure to have you on, and I really appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully this is helpful.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.